Joining me now via virtual media, the way everything seems to be going these days, Sam Johnson, the head football coach at Sius Law. And Sam, seems like you guys have been practicing for quite a while now.
Yeah. No, we've been, it's a long 16-month off season that we practiced here and there a couple weeks, and we're off for a couple weeks, then we're back on just trying to follow guidance to the best of our ability. But yeah, it's been a long off season, so it was nice to finally get a game in here against some pretty good schools on Saturday.
So I want to start off. I know you probably saw the article, and I off the top of my head, I can't remember where I saw it, talking about Camp Lacouture being named one of the hot linebackers for the state. Obviously that's something good you feel good about, but what? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually really cool. So Camp made that the linebacker list. He also made one of the top running backs returning. Elijah Blankenship was one of the top quarterbacks returning. Braden Thornton made the same type of list, was one of the top receivers. And then Henry Rankin, one of the top offensive linemen. So we had five positions returning that were top guys in the state coming back, which is really exciting, especially for being a 3A football program right now. There weren't a ton of programs that had repeat kids outside of the 6A and 5A. So to have five different positions filled by our program is pretty incredible. It just speaks to the type of kids that we have in our town, which are really phenomenal kids.
How have the kids been having gone through all this? Obviously they've been waiting. Must have been tough to keep motivated, or were they self-motivated through this?
I really think they were self-motivated. I think I kind of took a step back, which to me was the right move, because I thought kind of to allow them to bond. And there wasn't nearly as much guidance, you know, like you can't really tell a group of kids not to go to Miller Park and throw a football around. But if I'm out there or if we're on school grounds, we couldn't really do that. And so they were very self-motivated to hang out, to wear masks, to go to Miller Park, to play catch. And it was nice to be able to drive by places in town. And you see one or two kids hanging out. You see them playing catch. They're checking in with you saying, hey, we're getting work in. We're making sure we're going to stay in shape. And for the most part, you know, they came back in shape with a lot more football knowledge than when we left. So it was a great 16 months off, I think.
When you talked with them, did they tell you, hey, we're running routes, we're doing that kind of stuff? Or was it just kind of, you know, hanging out, playing catch?
It was a little of both for sure. The nice thing for them is that our offense stayed the exact same. So we didn't change a ton of things about it. So they know our routes. They didn't have to ask me or call me and ask me what I wanted done, because I didn't have anything I wanted done. If they wanted to get together and get better, that was 100% on them. Just because I think it was important that they kind of had to power through this and rely on each other, which is something that we preached to them. And they did. And you can tell the ones that really got together and worked out together and ran routes, because they're a lot crisper this year than they were even going into Hidden Valley Week last year.
So without anything getting in the way of this Friday, we do have the opportunity to play Lapine at Lapine. What are you telling the kids on this first game out? Because it's a very short season, so you got to kind of make an impact right away.
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing that we're preaching is, I mean, we don't even know if we'll get six games. We're prepared to not get any games, and we're prepared to get all six games, but that we take every day of practice like it's our last day of practice. We take every game like it's our last game. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, which is such a cliche thing in a normal season, because most of the time, barring any injury, you are guaranteed the next day, the next practice day, the next game. But this year, you're really not. I mean, if our county were to go super high and all of a sudden we have new restrictions in place, or one kid is not doing his job and he gets COVID, then football shut down for us, or the other team, you know, let alone just our program. There are 40 kids on other teams every week that have to be doing the right thing for us to be able to play. So we're not guaranteed every Friday night. We're going to prepare like we are, we're going to play for sure, but we're treating every day of practice like, hey, this could be the last time this group of guys is together on a football field.
Tell me the day that you guys donned your pads and helmets. What was the energy like that day?
It was unique, just because it was almost like, to me, the kids – it felt like they didn't think it was real when we put them on, you know, and you can't be full speed that day, but a lot of them tried to be. A lot of them really wanted to be physical and hit, and that, which is a mentality that we love. It was a very unique day because it was like, this is, 16 months without putting a football pad on, and all of a sudden you've got them on and you're hitting each other. And it was really neat to see their smile, and to see that, hey, this isn't going to be a 7-on-7 season. This is going to be, we're going to get a game out of this. And that was a really bright spot of the year for sure.
How many seniors do you have that are returning, that this will be their final season?
We have 4 seniors returning. We have 1 new senior. So 5 total guys. This will be it for them.
How are you liking the next round then, the juniors and sophomores coming up and some of the freshmen?
Yeah, I mean, this senior class is, it's a special one just because the 4 returners were all starters, I mean, for the most part, since they're freshmen or sophomore. The junior class is kind of really where the meat of our team is, just because there's so many of them, mm-hmm. and they're so talented. But losing the seniors, I mean, you lose an Elijah Blankenship, you lose a Hector Garcia, a Skylar Loomis, Christian Newland, like those guys are irreplaceable.
Right.
But the junior class is going to do a good job talent wise of trying to replace them. Yeah.
So you've got your lineup all set up for this week? Or are you still at it?
For the most part, we do. Guys can still lose or win a position depending on how the week goes and how the days go.
So how many people are you traveling to La Pine?
We're traveling 31 players, 9 coaches, a manager, 2 ball boys, a statistician, and then kind of somebody to oversee our sideline and make sure that we're following COVID patrol. So it's 45 total people.
Wow. And how does that fit within the restrictions that they have there in La Pine? I mean, I guess you can have more kids than 50 total, like we were having here under extreme. Of course, now we're under high. It's different.
I don't know what the total numbers are. I think our league, for the most part, has agreed that anybody traveling will bring 45, and 45 is kind of the max, just because if we were to say, hey, you know what, we need 60 guys, all of a sudden it puts La Pine in this weird spot where they may have to leave people out. And the home team always has to have more people just because there's more stuff going on. They have more things to provide. We're just bringing a football team, and they're bringing their football team staff to make sure the gate is taken care of. They're in charge of the officials. They're in charge of broadcasting. They're in charge of all of that. So they have more to worry about than an away team. But then again, the next week, right after that, we've got to worry about that against St. Ian Christian. So I think teams in our league are very understanding that the home team is going to get a lot more spots than the away team. It won't be 50-50.
So obviously you're not looking ahead to St. Ian Christian yet, even though it's your first home game. Have you looked at any film from them yet, or are you still focusing on La Pine for this week?
I haven't really. One thing that we really try to focus on is just kind of a week-to-week basis, no matter who we're playing, just to try to treat them like the same opponent, and we prepare the exact same way. So we have film on St. Ian Christian. We have film on everybody that we play, from their jamborees, from other stuff. We've got a good idea, you know, what everybody's going to do. But this week and last weekend, like we won't focus on St. Ian Christian at all. We'll start focusing on them Saturday morning when we get home from La Pine at 3 a.m. We'll start preparing for St. Ian Christian. But for now, it's La Pine. And, I mean, they've got a lot of weapons, and they're a great football team. And so we have a lot to prepare for and worry about.
So what's your biggest focus? I mean, obviously you have to focus on offense and defense, but where do you think your strengths need to be in order to defeat La Pine?
The nice thing about me this year is I don't have to think about defense at all. We just brought on, you know, a 5-time state champion coach for our defensive coordinator. So I'm really hands off defensively. So offensively, I think our strengths are our offensive line, is that we brought a lot of those starters back. Our skill position kids are the exact same kids they were last year. We didn't have a single senior graduate, and we have a lot of those returning next year. But I think our strengths this year are, if we can be physical up front and get our skill position guys a little space, they're going to make some incredible plays that will make our coaching staff kind of look like we know what we're doing. But if we can be physical up front, I'd expect our offense to kind of go behind that. So that'll be good for us.
So this might be a weird question, but because it's been so long that you guys have been out, did you have anybody sprout over the off period? I mean, did Elijah get an inch or two taller? Did you have anybody that kind of grew up a little bit over the last year?
Yeah, I think a lot of the kids, I think a big jump is from sophomore to junior and junior to senior year. And so when, it's 16 months instead of 4 months of an off season, or you seeing kids because you're not allowed to. The kids, a lot of kids got bigger in some good ways. Like Elijah's a lot more muscular and heavier than he has been. I think a lot like Braden Thornton finally looks like a young man, where his face is more defined. He's a little more muscular. He's a little taller. He's a little quicker. A lot of guys kind of advanced onto that young man stage out of the last time seeing him, them being more boys than young men. So that was cool to see.
All right. Well, you got Lapine coming up this Friday, of course. So Bob Snedden and Randy Paredes will be there setting up for broadcasting. So we'll get to listen to it here locally. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for your time today. And look forward to a great season.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. And go Vikes.
All right. Go Vikes. Thanks, Sam. Althea Rizzo with the Office of Emergency Management talking Shake Alert coming up next on Our Town.